Ừ.
Good afternoon, Source One.
Hi, is DeBoer there?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, DeBoer. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I was just trying to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It was based on some financing you did back in 2010. Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about 250K. So yeah, I just want to touch base with you, see what kind of plans you had on the horizon, where you might need some financing.
Okay, we seems like that this year we're going to do two things. One is do some equipment.
Okay.
Buying.
Okay.
I'm not sure that you are guys competitive on those because it. Mm-hmm. Deal with the specialized people that are doing that. And
yeah.
On the other end, we going to probably, if any money we're going to need is, we're going to need to prepare our building and stuff for the new equipment.
Okay, great.
So these are the only money expenditures I see that, if anything.
Yeah, you have coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, how much money are you, needing for that?
I mean, on the equipment, that's expensive. It's like, I would say, $600,000-$700,000.
Okay.
It's only one equipment.
Yeah.
It's always expensive. But on the building, maybe $100,000.
Maybe $100,000. Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm just putting together all of the things that I need to do. I don't know yet because, the electrical contractor, this contractor, and this all just doing the bidding and stuff. So I don't have a clear picture, but I'm guessing.
Yes.
And most likely we'll be able to do it ourselves. But I'm just saying that's the only thing that I see. Usually
okay.
We don't use any so-called working capital to finance payables or anything that we don't do.
Okay.
Our cash flow is pretty okay because most of the time our terms are, I would say, 50 or 60% of the business is something that it's down payment and then progress payment and final payment, and I make sure everybody pays its bill within 30 days.
Yeah, exactly. I know, because you guys are a machine shop, right?
A little bit better than a machine shop, but same category, yes.
Same category, okay. And now, this piece of equipment, like what type of equipment is it?
It's a so-called 5-axis CNC machining.
Oh, okay, machine. It's a 5-axis, yeah. Okay, so wow, yeah, that is pretty expensive. Is that like a newer
nothing's
one?
Nothing's cheap in this world.
Yeah, right, exactly. And now would you be getting new?
Brand new, yes.
Brand new, okay. And so now what exactly do you do with this machine?
We basically manufacture different parts, and then this one is going to supplement our other machining and other machines. And we're looking for getting some new contracts that's going to go on it.
Okay, so you're going to get more business from it.
I mean, great. The past, I would say, 3 years, our growth was not that great. I would say 5%, 8%, and then all of a sudden last year we have now 15%.
Oh, wow.
20.
And that's great.
If everything goes this year, then we're going to have 25 to 50%.
Wow.
But we started low.
Yeah. Hey, you got to start somewhere, right? And sounds like
you started our gross sales was, when we started this monitoring, is like 800 to 900. Now we are above a million.
So you're above a million goes, now?
Yeah, and it's, it's been slow. Now it's exploding, I hope.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is going to manufacture parts, and this is an add-on, so you're gonna need a building to add on this machine.
No. We're still in the same building. we're just in the building, we have to reshuffle and do a lot of things.
Okay, perfect. And so how much money would this new machine make you? Like, is this going to reach your 25 to 50% margin?
I would say so easy, because that machine's probably going to put out a minimum of 50 grand a month.
A month,
so...
That's minimum?
That's the minimum what it could be. May put out 100 if I can get enough business for it.
Uh-huh.
50 grand, I would say, I will be able to get his business.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, it's an expensive machine, but it's a productive machine.
Yeah, and like with that, you'll have your money back within 6 months. You know, if you can...
You have other costs. You have material costs. You have this, that, cutting tool costs, so... not 100% goes against the machine.
Yeah,
labor cost, this, that, and that. So you usually calculate if you on a good job, if I get 40% against the machine, then I'm very good.
Oh, okay, great. No, that's amazing return on those machines, as far as you know how
if
expensive
I get
they are.
That much, that it's great. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And when are you looking to add it on by?
Right now we are in the selection process, so there's not too many to choose from, only 3 manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
It's not special, it's just we figured out something that is the best work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say next month we may sign a contract.
Okay.
But it takes like for them 6 to 8 months to deliver.
Oh, 6 to 8 months. Yes, you want to. Yeah, you need to add it on by next month, so you can, you know, prepare for the end of the year. Then, for
yeah, it to be delivered. Then when it's coming, and some of them are, you know, offering loaner machines until they get the other one. So it's pretty.
Oh, okay. Good. Oh, that's good. They give you a loan machine that, so you can already be making money while you wait.
Yeah. That's a very, very attractive thing.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I never knew that.
Not everybody does. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
People do.
Yeah. And how long you guys been in business for?
Me?
Yes.
25 years.
25 years? That's great.
At least.
You've been doing that. So what kind of got you in the industry?
Failures and successes in different ones. That's what it's getting into. Another one, correct?
Yeah.
But I didn't fail on this one.
No, that's so you had other businesses in the past and you kind of just...
No, I had, I would say, one big adventure before that I failed on.
Oh, that's...
But that was a long time ago.
But hey, you learned from it, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
That's great. And, have you looked into financing already for this?
As I said, the machinery financing, usually you look to the specialists like U.S. Bank, Intech Funding, Balboa Capital, and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had preliminary talked, and we figured out what they can do, what percentages, how much they are able to finance with or without financials. And this is a... Usually, I don't know if you guys are in these type of financing, machinery financing.
But
usually, it's not that complicated than others, because you have basically a security there, the machine.
Yeah, it's secured, It's a secured loan.
I always say that if somebody makes it to the end of the first or the second year, then they are safe.
Yes, exactly. And how would you rate your credit? I mean, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Our credit is good. The only problem, which I told them up front, and they know about it because they financed equipment for me before that we still have some other machinery loans that we pay.
Okay, you still have some loans.
So it's just the amount of loans, probably, or payments. That's what...
You say about a month left?
No. I just said that we have other monthly payments.
Oh, you have other monthly payments. Okay. And so how many of these loans do you have out right now with different machines?
We put out like 15 grand a month for payments.
Okay. And is that one of the terms going to be over the next couple of years? Or?
One is 3 more years and 2 is 2 more years, something like that.
Okay. All right, no, that's not bad at all. Okay, and so you have like a vendor that you work with? It's one of those three you said?
Yes.
Okay, and so you actually have a piece picked out, or are you still kind of
I'm working on it. I'm
working
working
on it?
on that.
Okay, all right. What happens if you're not able to find financing? Do you have like a plan B?
I'm not worried because I already talked to these guys and they said I have no problem. I'm up to 500,000, they don't even ask a financial.
Oh, wow, really?
This is a different world than
Yeah.
regular.
Yeah,
Not that I
exactly.
care that they see my financials or they see my tax returns. It's just
Just want to get it
that's the
done.
way this business is going.
Yeah,
And plus,
exactly.
you already have a loan with them, so they know how you pay you, they know how you do. You had loans before,
Yes.
25 years is a long time, so you had a few
Oh,
loans
yeah.
before.
Yeah, exactly. And so is
So,
that like US Bank that you use or
I talked to US Bank and Intech Funding. Those two I already
on
knew.
Intech? Okay. All right, and so like do they actually have offers for you or are they just
Well, we
approve?
discussed the rates, we discussed what's happening. I mean, these guys and you and anybody in this business,
Yeah.
until you sign your name and they fund you or said that they will fund you, there is no assurance, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, until you
I
have the
know
actual
that.
terms, yeah.
So usually it's always have to happen everything in the same time. So
Yeah.
that one week when you try to buy the machine and finance the machine, that's always a busy week.
Yes, exactly. And you are the 100% owner, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, here's, I mean, what we could do for you. We do equipment finance. I mean, that's our bread and butter. And I mean, they're 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. It's pretty typical, you know. Rates are in the low mid single digits, you know, on up depending on what you look like on paper. And with that, so we do equipment finance and we also do working capital. So with your, you know, $1 million gross annual sales, we'd be able to free up around 100 to 150,000. And we can also get you that equipment financing on the side, so they'd be two separate, you know. So we'd be able to get you know, both. And it's a real, you know, simple process to see exactly, you know, what you'd be looking at through us. It'd be, you know, a one-page application. And then it's like, I'm sure you've heard this before, it's a 6 months business bank statements because they look at the financials of the business, the total health, as you will. And then, like you said, your tax return, 2015 or is, you know, if you have it, or we can also take 2014 as well. Yeah, and then that equipment quote, too. And do your customers pay with credit cards?
No, we don't do
Okay.
that.
Okay,
I mean,
perfect.
we are set up, we were set up for it, but I didn't like it,
Yeah.
honestly, because I had once problem with one of the customers. And then I said, I'm not gonna go through this headache.
It's just too much on the
I
business,
mean,
you know.
our items, what we sell, is not a $100 item, but it's 30,000, 50, 20, 10, So
Yeah.
those are high ticket items,
Yeah.
and the customers are, they don't care about credit cards.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
We're selling on terms, but as I said, that the terms are pretty good because some of them is like down payment before we start,
Yes, exactly.
and
Well,
then
this
even a and even a progress payment when we finish, and then the rest of it is net 30.
Yeah, net 30. Okay. Yeah,
And
so that's not too
I'm
bad.
knock on wood, I have very good customers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like, I mean, you guys have been growing so much. It sounds like you have a good reputation and you're growing your business.
I would say that the past 2 years were good for us. Before, we suffered a lot, after 2008,
Yeah.
all the way to 2013, we suffered. But you know how it is.
Yeah, you know
The strong get stronger.
Exactly.
So we suffered through and then we made it.
Yeah, you made it and that's great. Well, yeah, I mean, we got, you know, like with all those documents, if you were to send that over, we would be able to get you an answer on the working capital. We could get you everything by the end of the week or by Monday, and then for the equipment, it might take till next week to get you an answer.
I don't want to do anything this moment. I need to know what I want before I ask for something. Pretty much, it's what I did so far is I preliminary I talked to those guys that I already did deal with before, so I figure out where I am. So based on that, when I know approximately where is that equipment or where is that working capital requirement, that's when I'm gonna hunt on the final end. Okay.
Okay.
Say it's probably closer to the end of the month, but I'd rather say next month.
Next month, you're looking to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have an email, Tibor? I can send you some info, and I'll send you those applications.
Yeah, it's my name, Tibor, T-I-B-O-R.
Okay.
At source, S-O-U-R-C-E.
Okay.
-one.net.
.net. Okay, so that's Tibor, T-I-B, as in boy, O-R, yeah, at source-one.net?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, Tibor, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot, you know, you over the application and things you need. And, I mean, so you're looking to add this on, you want to get everything started by next month? Is that what you're kind of...
I think so. I mean, there is so many things has to line up before, but I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. And, that's why I was just curious if you had, like, actual, offers or hard numbers that they gave you.
Offers I have. I mean, just the selection process on these machines are not that simple. Mm-hmm. You have hard numbers. Then when finally you have the hard numbers, you figure out, because there is millions of options on everything.
Yeah.
It costs money. Then you're putting together the options. And then finally you got to that, what you want from this guy, what for that. Then you start to sharpen the pencil type of things, you know, because now you're negotiating the numbers. Then finally you get to there, then you are there with two or three offers, and then you say, okay, we want to make a decision. And that's when actually everybody comes back with a better number.
it's true. I mean, we have a match or beat policy as well. If you wanted to see what we could do for you, see if we can't get you the best rates. I know you... Like, did you have an actual approval, or are these just offers that they've given you?
Like, on the loans? From US? No, I don't have an offer, but as I said, before I did deal with them, and they tell me what is the percentage, unless life, and I know what is it tied to, okay? I know that they're not going to screw me and come with a different one.
Yeah. And that's,
It's always tied to certain things, and I always ask them, and in the conversation, they say XYZ percentage, and they don't tell you an exact number, a from to number, and then I said, okay, it's tied to that one, so I know today's number is that, tied to that, so I can look it up, what is it changed, so it goes down or up, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
and
simple.
That's... Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, with us, we could get you, like, hard numbers on what you'd be looking at. And
I could get the hard numbers from them, too. You can even lock to a number to a month or two.
Uh-huh. We can't.
Not beyond, because then, you know, you are on the risk.
Well, true, yeah. I mean, because we do have that, you know, with the, if you hold off, you know, you never know what happens in those couple of months with businesses. It's almost pretty crazy we've seen in the past. So you're looking to go forward this by next month then is when you want to start looking or you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I'll send you over some info and applications and along with the list of documents we would need to get an approval for you so you can see exactly what you'd be looking at through us and, with confidence and see. And, but we can do both that equipment finance and the working capital. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over those applications. And when's a good time to touch base with you?
Give me a week or so.
About a week? Okay. So would you say like next Friday or Thursday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And is the morning time or is this time best for you?
You never know.
Yeah, true.
You have to be lucky that I pick up the phone.
Oh, what? The luck.
But
okay.
I answer my message. If you leave a message, I answer.
Okay. All right, Tibor. Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks for
talking. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.